interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Yeah, the Palm Harbor, Florida 911 dispatch might be telling Whidbey Island 911 dispatch, just forward your calls to us. We'll show you how to handle this stuff. In Palm Harbor, Florida, a man has been thrown into jail after repeatedly calling 911 requesting that former Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman be released from jail and President Biden be put in jail. The call started coming on May 8th. The man was told that 911 was for emergency use only. After his third call in the span of 1 hour, he was arrested. And at last check, El Chapo is still incarcerated, and I think the president is somewhere in Asia right now.
John, you're talking about making a trip to pick something up. How about the Air Force One C-130 crew that got in trouble for an unplanned landing to pick up a guy's motorcycle in Martha's Vineyard? The crew members of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, based out of Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi, they're called the Hurricane Hunters. Well, back in March, they were assigned up and down the East Coast to check on some tropical storms. And then one day, they flew into the crew was flying over the New England area on March 25th, and they made a stop at Martha's Vineyard. Unbeknownst to their leadership or any of the brass or management or anything, the C-130 goes down and lands so a crew member could pick up his 1970 BMW motorcycle. Was there in Martha's Vineyard for some reason. Well, some people were having lunch that day, and they called up the newspaper. They said, we don't see that every day, a huge C-130 landing in Martha's Vineyard. And it was on the ground for about 20 minutes and then took off again. So, of course, that was the talk of the little town, and one thing leads to another, a story about it, and then the next thing you know, these guys are in trouble. They say a personal stop was an abuse of government assets and things like that. The plane was actually supposed to be making its way out to California after that to study some of the atmospheric rivers and things that were happening back then. So the whole flight crew was grounded there, and they had to send out another flight crew to pick them up and take them home.
I'm surprised they have the landing strip to handle that.
Yeah.
But
me
then,
too.
Well, which president used to go out there? Was it Clinton or was it Bush or was it who used to go out there every for summer? One of the more recent presidents in the last 30 years used to go out there. So I guess Air Force One has to be able to land there
to pick up his motorcycle.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're gonna go to the Walmart. Here is where we're gonna go now. Ready?
Walmart. Someone called up 911 to the Walmart. There's people walking around with a baby deer in the Walmart.
Yeah, and the 911 dispatcher said, what, you're telling me there's somebody with a baby deer walking around inside the Walmart? Yes, in Georgia, wildlife officials cited a couple.
Is that going to be doe or credit?
For illegally having a one-week-old deer fawn as a pet. How do they know this? Because they walked that baby doe into the dog food aisle of a Walmart last week. Walmart employees called 911. They also called the Department of Natural Resources after seeing this couple in the store. The man pushing a shopping cart and the woman holding the tiny baby deer. By the time wildlife officials arrived on the scene, the couple had left. But officers reviewed security camera footage, and they were able to identify a company logo on the man's T-shirt. And the man told officials that, the dogs brought this fawn into our yard or whatever, and we wanted to take care of it. So, I don't know, we figured maybe Walmart had some food for it or something. Yeah.
Deer chow.
Yeah, yeah. Aisle 9, that's where you get your deer chow. It's illegal to bring those in as pets in Georgia. So they took possession of the fawn, DNR did, which weighed about 3 pounds, and they took it to animal hospital.
But if you want to come in wearing a buckskin, that's okay.
Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.